In Geneva, Switzerland, Secretary of State John Kerry is trying to push a political solution to the war in Syria, but 5 years after the first shots were fired, certainly Syrians have reason to doubt and hope as Kerry begins again in Geneva.
Without negotiations, the bloodshed will drag on until the last city is reduced to rubble and virtually every home, every form of infrastructure, and every semblance of civilization is destroyed.
The Syrian opposition coalition refuses to negotiate with President Bashar al-Assad until the government agrees to end a siege against civilian areas, including the town of Madaya, where many are reported starving to death. Joining us is Robin Wright, a joint fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace and the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. She's also a contributing writer for The New Yorker. Robin, welcome back.
Great to be with you, John.
Where do these talks stand with Secretary of State John Kerry? He's had enormous success elsewhere diplomatically, not much here.
Well, the United States has played a key role in mobilizing the 17 international countries that are involved in some way, and they have stood as one in trying to pressure the diverse sides on the government and the rebel opposition to come to the negotiating table. The big gap, of course, is that the Islamic State is not party to the negotiations, and that makes the prospects, even if you should by some miracle get an agreement, vulnerable to the fact that the Islamic State controls a third of Syria.
Let's just say I'm an opposition member, with an AK-47, but I'm not an ISIS member, but I don't like Bashar al-Assad, and I'm a Sunni Muslim. I look around and I see the United States has made a deal with the Shiites in Iran, although they don't support Hezbollah, who's Bashar al-Assad's ally, and they claim they're trying to get rid of ISIS, but they support the Kurds over here on the other side. What am I to make of the U.S. position and who they're actually allied with at this point? It seems very, very confusing from the perspective of your average insurgent.
Well, you've underscored one of the basic facts of and basic challenges of the negotiating process, and that is that there are four different wars that are playing out in Syria. There's the war between the government of President Assad and the various rebel opposition groups, and there are dozens of them. Then you have the war between ISIS and both the rebel opposition and, to a lesser extent, the government. Then you have that sectarian dimension that plays out between the larger community among Sunnis and the smaller Alawites. And then you have the proxy wars that are playing out among the international players. And so that Sunni rebel you talked about looks at the horizon and feels very vulnerable that even if he compromises, that the prospects of getting the kind of security and return to normalcy and political participation that this is ultimately about seem pretty slim.
Robin Wright, is the region coming to the grim conclusion that this is a kind of a partition where Bashar al-Assad gets Damascus, that ISIS gets to keep its chunk of Syria and maybe a little bit of Iraq, and the Kurds get their territory in the north?
It's clear that the question of Syria's longevity is also on the table, and whether as part of the transition process, peace process, that you lock into place those powers, the various different powers that control areas. The question, of course, is what do you do about ISIS? Because both the United States and the Russians, who back different sides in this conflict, are determined to eliminate ISIS. The question is, can you defeat it militarily? And the conclusion by everyone is, no, you can't. You have to solve Syria politically. But that's really probably the toughest part of what is the most difficult peace process ever undertaken in the Middle East.
Robin Wright is a joint fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace and the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. She's a contributing writer for The New Yorker. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you.